Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share perspectives that are useful for leaders who want to be more productive and have more clarity, certainty and ease at work and in life. This morning was interesting for me. I was planning my day, looking at what's coming up ahead this week and next week, and I'm back from vacation a few work days in. And this morning, I caught myself listening to a story in my head. A story that I'm amazed still comes up for me sometimes, telling me I can't do this. It's too much. There is no time. Now, luckily this morning, I caught myself early on because it was so familiar. Oh, here we go again. I can't do this. I'm not enough. I will not succeed. Those kind of storylines swirling around in my mind. Now, you have these kinds of stories too. Might be the same, but it might also be different stories that you don't even hear as stories in your head. You think it's your reality, just like I do sometimes. Now, if we don't catch ourselves and work on top of those stories or inside of those stories, it doesn't matter how much effort we put in. The story will win, proving that I'm not enough, I can't do this. We get stressed, we get frustrated, we get very tired, we might lose our patience, we get grumpy with other people, and it goes on and on and on and on. So if I hadn't caught myself this morning, I would have grinded my teeth, focused, pretended with everyone I meet that I'm okay, it's no problem, but getting more and more and more tired into the day. Today was a day, I think I'd had 8 meetings during the day and half an hour lunch. I would have been exhausted by the end of the day because I would have worked inside of this is too much, I can't do it. I record this at the end of the day, 5:45, and I'm fine. I have energy, I'm inspired, had a really good day. Actually made a couple of offers unexpectedly to customers. I'm still full of energy because I caught myself and realized this old pattern. And I made a choice not to let that run my day. I have everything I need to create this week and next week. After 24 years of running my business, I'm not at a loss of what to do when I catch myself. Now, my question to you is, what stories do you get caught up in that limits your view and looks so real you don't even realize it's a story? It could be that nobody else cares. You're all alone. It's not fair. You're the only one who actually commit yourself and do the work. Other people don't show up. It's not fair because you do more than anybody else. Whatever the stories are, notice that you actually have a choice on where you put your attention and your focus. And you can ask yourself, what kind of commitment do I want to bring to my day? And then make a conscious choice and explore how your day can be shaped by your commitment instead of your prefabricated, repeated, old stories. So I'm back most days of the week here with new content that helps leaders thrive at work and in life, and you're welcome back anytime you want.